So welcome everybody to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight's share is going to be, I think, a really interesting one. So fasten your seatbelts and let's get started. Parshas Chayesara actually begins with Parshas Vayera, because in last week's Parsha we learned that Avram Avinu ran after a cow. V'alabakar ratz Avram. He ran after a cow. Tonight's share is named the Runaway Calf. And that's how exciting it's going to be, because there's such a Parsha. Such a Parsha. It has such amazing attributes. So the cow, if you've ever been to a farm, cows don't run anywhere. Cows usually stay, still. They graze a few feet, then they move a few feet, and when they're done, they usually lay down and they rest a little bit. So it was highly unusual that this cow is running away. But Avram Avinu had to chase after it, V'alabakar ratz Avram, because he had three guests. And while this is going on, Sari Menu is preparing ugos, and Chazal bring down the Medrash Rabbah and the Medrash Tanchuma that it's Erev Pesach, or it is Pesach. And so she's baking matzos, and Avram Avinu is running after the calf, and he's preparing a nice suda, a nice meal, and the calf leads him into this cave, which later became known as the Me'aras HaMachpelah, the cave of the Machpelah. Machpelah, as we know, is also found in the place, is found in Kiryas Arba. Why? Because there are four zugos, four pairs of couples there, Adam and Chava, Abraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. And so Avram Avinu is drawn in the future. He doesn't know this yet. But also interesting, just to point out quickly, that the word Machpelah is equal to 175. HaMachpelah is equal to 180, alluding to the years that Avram lived versus the years that he should have lived, those 5 years cut short because of Esav moving off the Derech and into Tarvas Ra. So Avram Avinu didn't have to see that. Hashem took him beforehand. So now we know that Avram Avinu runs into this cave, and inside he sees a guiding light, a very beautiful shining light, and he starts to daven because he feels the Shechina HaKadosha, and he feels the presence of Hashem, and he starts to daven immediately. But he also recognizes that he can't stay too long, so he goes back and takes care of the guests. And he tells over to Sarah that, this is the Medrash. I'm piecing the Medrashim together because it says in Esh Chayil that's written on behalf of Sarah, in memory of Sarah, out of love of Sarah, that Avram Avinu gave a hesed, and the hesed was Esh Chayil. How do we know this? Because how do I know this? I don't know this, exactly, but I can say that in the Medrash Tanchuma you will find an explanation of most of the 22 verses that are found in Esh Chayil, all attributed to Sarah Eimenu. And then the last parak in Mishlei, in Proverbs 31, is Esh Chayil, written by Shlomo Melech. And so, obviously, he wrote this Alpi Nevuah. Esh Chayil is written, every single word is written out. And one of the sentences there is, Zama Masada Vatikacheyo, and she arranged this portion of land to be purchased. So Sarah had a role in purchasing this land because she understood that if Avram Avinu is drawn to a certain light, then there's a reason why we are made known of this. And this also explains that when strange things happen to people and we get off the track of where we want to be and where we're going, Hashem has a reason, there's a message. We don't always know the reason why we get a flat tire or we stop on the side of a road to daven mincha in a place that may not, be inhabited by people or Jews. Or, sometimes we miss a bus, or sometimes we miss a plane, or sometimes we miss a taxi. Whatever it is, it's all from the hands of Hashem. And we have to understand, Kol Man Davar Rachman L'Tav Avid, everything Hashem does is all for our benefit. And we have to see the good and the bad. Next, we move back into this Parsha. In this week's Parsha, we know that just some highlights from the Hesped, right? It says, Vayu Chaye Sarah. So the life of Sarah was. And then it tells us 127 years. Shnei Chaye Sarah, two lives of Sarah. I know I'm jumping a little bit, but I'm going to get back to the question at hand. What's the deal with the cave? I'm going to talk to you about that in just a second. But I need to bring more of a preface. A greater preface to the discussion. So therefore, Vayu is a gematria of 37. How old was Yitzhak at the Akedah? 37. What does that mean? That Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, was Vayu, the 37 years that she spent with her son Yitzhak. And so the second message is that to every parent, their lives revolve around their children. The children are the epicenter of their universe, where they dedicate all their efforts and the kochos and all the reasons why someone goes to work in the morning, even though they have a miserable boss, and even though they are miserable, they do it to put food on the table, and they grit their teeth, and they bite their smile, and they put up with a lot in order to do what they got to do. And so therefore, that's everything, right? Their kids are everything. So, Vayu Chayesara, Shnei Chayesara, two lives. One was with Avraham, and the second was with Avraham and Yitzchak. And then we turn to the next pasuk, where it says that Avraham Avinu came and made a hesped, and he cried. So the hesped is Eish Yischayel. It's the first time we're introduced to such a concept. A eulogy didn't happen before Avraham Avinu's time, and it has happened ever since. What was the eulogy, Eish Yischayel? I don't have time right now because of limitation to give you every sentence, but I will highlight two of them. We've already highlighted one. Maybe we'll do three. So first of all, we know that Sarah Imenu was a balas chesed, and so it says that Zamam Asada Vatikacheu, we talked about that one. Kappa Parsa Liyani, the Adeha Shukhala Evion. She gave one handful to a poor person because that's the accustomed amount that they're used to getting. And the Adeha is two portions, Shukhala Evion, sent away to the Evion. So now the Evion gets this double portion, but he doesn't get it directly. He gets it through FedEx or through an envelope in the mailbox because that is a more sensitive way of delivering money. The next pasuk that I wanted to just share with you, it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Avram gets up early in the morning, and Vayachavosh Eschamaro, he goes about setting off on his trip for the Akedah. How is he able to leave so fast? Because in Eish Yischayel we read, Vatakam Biyod Laila Vatikin Terev Levesa L'chok V'Na'asaha, that she got up, who? Sarah Imenu, got up early and made provisions for the journey, and everyone should have what they enjoy, a tuna sandwich, a steak sandwich, whitefish, peanut butter and jelly, whatever anybody wanted. Eliezer, Yitzchak, Yishmael, Avraham Avinu, everyone had their provision. And so therefore, the third lesson is that behind every great man is a greater woman. And that is true because the chesed that Avraham Avinu was able to bring into the world was all the result of the tzedakah, the chesed that Sarah Imenu did in this world. And this is what made Avraham so great. Sarah Imenu. So everyone should turn to their wives, thank them, give them, a big thank you, a big yasher koach for all the wonderful things that they do. The mommies in the world, the buddies in the world, they deserve a tremendous hakaras hatov. And so that's message number three. Now we move a little bit further into the parsha, and we get to the concept. I'm trying to give a shiur, but it's okay. This is what makes the shiur enjoyment so fun, because as I'm giving a shiur, I can get distracted too. The concept here is twofold. It says, Vayakam Hama'ara Vahasada, that the earth stood up in deference to Sarah. And then Avram buries Sarah. And then as Avram leaves, the earth stood up again. Rashi says, Kipshuto Shomikra, that the earth stood up in deference to Sarah. What does that mean? I have no idea what that must have looked like, but the Sada, the Ma'ara, the Ma'ara Samachpela, stood up. So it must have looked like a tsunami wall 50 feet high. It must have looked like a building that just came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's there in deference to Sarah Imenu. Now here's something very powerful. It says that Visham Kavar Avraham Es Sarah Ishto. There Avram buried Sarah. But anybody who learns Torah, learns the Gemara, understands that the word Es is Larabos, to include something. What does it come to include? It comes to include the fact that there was someone else that had to be buried. Who was that someone else that Avram buried before he buried Sarah Imenu? And the answer is Chava. Because when Adam and Chava found out that Avraham was bringing Sarah into the world, they became uncomfortable and they were no longer able to rest in peace. The topic or the term or the phraseology that we refer and we say rest in peace goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Because here, Adam HaRishon turns to Avram and says, my dear wife Chava is the Ein Kol Chai, the mother of life, but she's also Ein Kol Meis. She's also the one that brought Misa into the world. And we are uncomfortable with the fact that Sarah Imenu, such a Baalas Chesed, and the support system of everything Avram Avinu was able to accomplish in life. As we know that Avram Avinu was not a Eshel, he planted an Eshel tree, which Chazal say, Rav and Shmuel say that it's not a tree, it's actually an acronym, Achila Shtia Lina, as well as they argued on what the Lamed referred to. It refers to that the tent was open on all four sides, and he gave both food, drink, as well as a place to sleep. And not only was there a place to sleep, but also a place where once they were done, they were escorted out by Avram Avinu. So this is what Adam is saying. And so Avram Avinu davens for Chava and says, not to worry, Adam, I will daven for her, I will comfort her. And so he put Chava to rest. Then Adam goes to rest, and then he buries Sarah. So this medrash that's brought down and sourced back to the Zohar HaKadosh is probably the most powerful medrash I've come across in Sefer Bereishis, and there are many, but this is one of the most powerful. And it all resulted from this calf, this runaway calf, that brought Avram to this cave, to which he saw and where he experienced the Shekhinah HaKadosha, and where he ended up davening right away because he didn't know how to express himself. And then it turns out to be the eternal resting place of Adam and Chava, as well as, again, Adam and Chava, he's talking to somebody 20 generations his junior. And so the fourth lesson from tonight is to value and appreciate all of the chassadim that we have surrounding us, all of the wonderful people that surround us. If you have a parent, call them up and tell them that you love them. Grandparents, the same. Mother, father, if you have children, siblings, whoever it is that impacts your life for the betterment, and you have an obligation, a responsibility to demonstrate a form of gratitude, hakara satov, you're obligated to do so. You're obligated to share that, because it's far better to share it while a person is living than chas v'shalom after 120, and you're talking to a matzeva, talking to the neshama. At this point, you can actually have their response, and you can hear it. So take advantage. After this year, call up somebody that means something to you in your life, someone that you care about, someone that you love, and tell them how much they mean to you. Because this is the messaging that we learned from this particular episode, that Sarah Yemena was so great that the world itself could not seem to exist without a Sarah. Such a person, such a tzaddikus, is so great that you would think that a person like this should and could live forever, because how could the world be devoid of a Sarah? And so not only did Avram show his deep and profound respect for his wife, but the earth itself did. The Kerem, the vineyard, the Ma'ara, they all stood up in deference to Sarah Yemena and to the way, the kavod that Avram displayed when he went about the transaction of finalizing the purchase of the land and finally burying Sarah. Last, we know that the B'nai Ches are mentioned 10 times in the Parsha, and that is alluding to whenever a non-Jew helps a Jew, it is as though they fulfilled the Aseres Hadibros. This is brought down in Chazal, that the B'nai Ches are mentioned 10 times, and it is Hakaras HaTov that they made the transaction so easy for Avram Avinu, as well as Ephron. And this is the reason why that Chazal attributed such a beautiful reflection upon these wonderful people, that it is as though they fulfilled the Aseres Hadibros. So with that, we have many lessons that we took away tonight. I hope you took copious notes. And of course, this is Mordechai Plotzka. I wait all week to share these Divrei Torah with you, these margolios, these pearls. I hope that you found them interesting and exciting, and that they uplift your week, and that we should all have an uplifted week. We should have a week filled with racha, v'atzlacha, simcha, and only reasons to smile. And of course, this is Thanksgiving, so this is always the time of year where we express our gratitude, how much more so if the nations of the world, if America is expressing Thanksgiving. We are Makar Tov every single day, every single moment. I call Neshima, Neshima, every breath that we take is another reason for Thanksgiving. It's a blessing. And someone said to me the other day, a non-Jew, he said, how you doing? I said, thank God. He said, what does that mean? I said, thank God I'm alive. What else would you be? Because they take it for granted. Everyone takes things for granted. We don't take things for granted. We appreciate everything, every second. So with that, I wanted to wish you a great night and a great week and a good Chodesh. Kislev, may the light of Hanukkah shine upon all of us with the Sefer Panim Yafos.